So from drought to this, right?
Yep, exactly. The idea behind today's tour, what you gained from it, everything like that.
Well, I have since 1978 been a strong supporter of wind energy. I was on the Science and Tech Committee then in the House, when I was in the House, and we were just beginning to put money into some of the early wind energy programs at that time. And then it faded out in the 80s and 90s and on, and then it came back up again. So I've had a long interest in and support of developing wind energy in this country. And of course, as you know, in the last, in the last dozen years or so, it's really taken off. Being a new industry, it does need some tax benefits and stuff to get up on its feet. I would just point out that probably for the last almost 100 years, the oil and gas industry has had humongous tax benefits and stuff, depletion write-offs and everything else. So when oil and gas people tell me, well, they should just stand on its own 2 feet, I'm saying, well, look at the head start you got, and look what the taxpayers did for you, not to mention how much we spend on our military and all the ships and warships and people who have lost their lives to make sure we got an oil supply coming into this country from foreign countries. So I wanted to be here just to take a look at what they're doing and to encourage them to keep producing what they're doing here in the blades and the turbines. We've got a long way to go in wind energy in this country. We just scratched the surface.
There's always been the talk of extending the tax credit.
That's right.
Where
that's right.
Is that at? I mean, why isn't that something that's moving ahead?
Well, again, the oil and gas people have tax benefits, but they were put in the tax code a long time ago, and they were made a permanent part of the tax code, so they're permanent. We never got this in as permanent. We got it in as temporary. So we have to keep extending it. Well, every time we extend it, it costs money. And so there's always a battle over money because of the budget. Right now, where it stands is that the 2.2 cents per kilowatt hour tax credit expires this December.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tax bill in the Senate that will extend that for a year. And it's ready to go, and we'll be dealing with that when we go back in September, and hopefully we'll get it passed in September.
Why does it take? I mean, wouldn't this be something that you would think maybe would go pretty quick and relatively?
Well, you would think so. A normal, rational person would think so. However, there are certain irrationalities, and that is that certain senators have other tax things that they want attached to this, and they want to extend certain tax provisions, and so you get that kind of where a few senators have something else they want, and so it kind of becomes a Christmas tree. I was hoping that we could do just a straight extender on energy provisions, but then there are other things that other senators want, and so you got to kind of work those things out.
We talked about it yesterday with the farm bill, even with this bill. What's the climate like right now in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, I think the climate is one of just don't do anything. Let's see how the election turns out. And if you try to get something done like this wind energy tax credit that we'd like to get through and extenders, well, other people say, well, if that's a must bill that's got to go through, maybe I'll put something else on it. We need a little bit more discipline on both sides of the aisle, I might add, to say, look, let's keep this a trimmed down one that gets broad support. The wind energy tax credit extension will get broad support on both sides of the aisle. Some others will, but then some of these other measures are kind of narrow, you know, and would only get support if they're attached onto it.
Has it always been like this?
Well, it has. Maybe it's always been a little bit like this. I mean, people always try to find advantage in last-minute bills and things like that. What hasn't been like this is that in the past we were able to get things done earlier. You know, you could get agreements and get things through, and everything wouldn't be bunched up to the last minute. But everything's sort of a mess now because of the threat of sequestration in January, the Bush tax cuts coming to an end in December, the withholding on Social Security coming to an end in that tax break that comes to an end in December also, plus all of the appropriations bills. It's never been like this because we've never had that threat of sequestration before.
It almost seems like for people, especially with cable TV news, it almost seems like that you guys all hate each other in Washington. That's the image that kind of comes off sometimes. What is it actually like in Washington?
That's just not so. That's just not so. I gave an example earlier today where I had worked on a bill. It was the FDA bill, the Food and Drug Administration reauthorization. And I'd worked with Mike Enzi, who's my Republican ranking member, for a year on this bill. And we got it done. And we got it through the Senate and the House, sent it to the President. Big bill. We brought generic drugs in for the first time. Never been in it before. So now they pay. And in exchange for that, we got the time reduced to 12 months rather than 30 months on approving generic drugs. That means people save money. That means the government saves money on this. We, for the first time, we have a provision in it that says that drugs that come from foreign countries, FDA has the right to inspect those plants. If that plant does not let FDA come in to inspect, we can stop them at the border. So we pass this. The next day in the Washington Post, there was a story about how we'd had a vote the day before on the student loan bill, and neither side could agree. That was the story. Not one word about this wonderful piece of legislation we got through that Republicans and Democrats supported. So it seems like when you see the talking heads and you see the cable news, they want conflict. They don't report that we are working together. Very few people know that in our committee we passed out an Elementary and Secondary Education Act reauthorization bill, Republicans and Democrats. That's not news. But if we blew up or something like that and started calling each other names, well, that makes news.